Welcome to our Lenten Reflection Series on Knowing Your Tree of Sin. Each day we'll be reflecting on one of the seven deadly sins and a saint who struggled with that sin, but who by the grace of God overcame the sin and how we can do the same. Today's reflection is for the Friday of the fifth week of Lent. And the word we're reflecting on today is avoidance and how it is connected to the deadly sin of sloth. St. John Vianney said, "We will either accuse ourselves or excuse ourselves." The saint we're reflecting on today is St. Francis of Rome. St. Francis suffered from sloth in the form of sometimes wanting to avoid God's will by doing her own will. She decided at 11 that she knew what God wanted for her. She was going to be a nun. However, her father told Francis she was far too young to know her mind, but not too young to be married. He had already promised her in marriage to the son of another wealthy family. In Rome at that time, a father's word was law. A father could even sell his children into slavery or order them killed. Francis probably felt that's what he was doing by forcing her to marry. But just as he wouldn't listen to her, Francis wouldn't listen to him. She stubbornly prayed to God to prevent the marriage until her confessor pointed out, "Are you crying because you want to do God's will, or because you want God to do your will?" She gave in to the marriage, albeit reluctantly, because she realized it was God's will. It was difficult for people to understand her objection. Her future husband, Lorenzo Ponziani, was noble, wealthy, a good person, and he really cared for her. In time, Frances came to see how being married to Lorenzo was her path to holiness and allowed her to have the resources to serve the poor, thus serving God. In her particular case, she served God better married and as a mother than as a nun. Later civil wars came to Rome during the time of antipopes. Frances' son was going to be used as a hostage, so she tried to flee Rome. On the street, she ran into her spiritual advisor, Don Andrew, who told her she was choosing the wrong way and ordered her to trust God. Even though her son became a hostage, God ended up bringing great healing to many through Francis's trusting and not avoiding God's will. Francis's own family even end up experiencing greater blessings and healing due to her trusting God in what was a difficult decision. The deadly sin of sloth involves avoidance of God's will by doing our will. We can sometimes convince ourselves that we are doing God's will, even when spiritual guides or trusted friends are telling us we are not. The evil one will sometimes try to convince us that the good someone else is doing is the good we should be doing. However, God calls each of us to do His will in our own unique way, so we need to be careful in imitating another's path and avoiding our true path. How have you thought you knew what God wanted for you and avoided doing God's true will by acting like your will was really God's will? For your prayer today, St. Francis would have prayed with the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 through 42. I invite you to use your imagination as you now hear me read the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 through 42. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you were gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true, and many there began to believe in him. Reflect on how Jesus never tried to avoid the attacks of the Jews, but always sought to do his Father's will. Reflect on how you might have avoided difficult situations that involved persecution rather than doing God's will, and so fall into the deadly sin of sloth. May you have a blessed day.